The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right back here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, Mac Morey, a.k.a. Mini Pink. After hours tonight with Mac Morey, Drew Nixon. One's a Chiefs fan, one's a Bengals fan. What could go wrong? I don't know. One roots for Tennessee, the other one roots for every college team imaginable. Check out Drew's podcast as well.
Literally.
247, yeah. I don't know who he roots for in college. I know who the hell he roots for in the NFL. Unfortunately, don't forget, Chiefs, we're thankful for your chance to do what, Bob?
Win $500 to Hy-Vee for Thanksgiving. How about that?
Hell right? Yeah.
We're gonna play a highlight at 6:40 every day this week. We did one yesterday, had our first qualifier yesterday. We're going to take a qualifier every day at 6:40. When you hear the highlight, if you know the Chiefs player that has been bleeped out, be caller number, what did we say, number six, yep. And you'll be qualified to win a $500 Hy-Vee gift card. We'll take five qualifiers. We'll announce our winner at the end of the week. So be ready to dial in about 18 minutes.
It's no secret who the Chiefs play on Sunday.
Bills.
325. Perfect.
That's right.
Perfect. Perfect.
It's the only game on CBS at 325 on Sunday. How about that?
Red zone till 3.
Yep.
Flip it over to CBS and enjoy.
Best of luck, Fox, competing with the Chiefs and Bills on CBS. You guys should just kind of just go put the color bars
you
up
ready
for that
another
game.
Ratings boost?
Oh, my gosh. God, it's going to be huge, right?
I thought this was interesting. I'm going to play a couple of things of audio because I think this is... maybe the most important matchup for Bills, Chiefs in the regular season. Last year, sure, right? Like you were trying to get the one seed, but it was very bleak. You had to have a lot of things happen. This year, you can just
like not line up offsides.
Yeah, which is and rob the Chiefs of probably one of the greatest plays in franchise history.
Oh, my God, yes.
Might be the greatest play in franchise history.
But it didn't count.
Right. So this is Chris Canty talking about the Buffalo Bills and what he thinks of this team this year.
So Sam Pierce, our television producer, has put up on ESPNU for the graphic, for those listening on the radio, the percentage chance for the Chiefs to win the rest of the season week by week. The worst chance they have to win a game is actually this upcoming week Bills.
And I don't think the Buffalo Bills are that good.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I said it. I don't think the Buffalo Bills are that good.
Okay, go on.
I get that they've gotten out to the best start that they've had in 30 years in that franchise. But the Buffalo Bills have exactly one win against a team with a winning record, and that came in week one against the Arizona Cardinals.
Ooh, wow, how about that?
I don't trust this Buffalo Bills team. They've been living and dying off of takeaways, and at some point that's going to run out, especially when you play against good teams. Right now, they have the best turnover differential in the NFL. They have the most points scored off of turnovers in the NFL in terms of points margin off of turnovers. So at some point, that runs out when you face good teams. Mm-hmm. And that point could happen this week against the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll see how it goes. But I don't think the Buffalo Bills are as good as their record suggests that they are.
That's an interesting comment from a former defensive lineman to say something like that, because I would have taken the other approach, honestly, on that with the defensive side of things. They always say turnovers are contagious, right?
Yeah,
like you teach turnovers, you coach turnovers, you go after turnovers, and you get turnovers, and that becomes part of who you are as an organization. But you know what? The last 2 weeks, Patrick Mahomes has not turned the football over, has not thrown an interception, right?
If he's they turn
the
ball,
he's cleaned it up a lot. And so if you go in and play a clean game against Buffalo, yeah, there's no reason you can't go out there and win. But again, this is the week-to-week nature of the NFL, where he actually looked at the big picture and goes, they've beaten one good team so far this year, right? We always want to talk about opponents and who they play and who they beat. And if you're beating up on New England and the Jets and Miami in that division, are you really as good as your record indicates, or are you feasting on the sisters of the poor? Now, yeah. You don't apologize for your schedule, but when you do face somebody that is good, are you going to be up to the level to play somebody that's correct. Good, or has everything been masked because you've been playing East Tonale State for the last 7 weeks?
Also, it's week 11 in the NFL, and Buffalo's been hit with that old injury bug.
Oh, God, yes.
Dalton Kincaid, I believe, is injured. He had a knee injury he suffered in the game last week and did not return.
Right.
Hollis is also injured. He took the elevator. That's a joke. I'm kidding. Mm-hmm. But no, their young phenom wide receiver is banged up.
Yep.
Their running game, Cook is decent. Josh Allen has been Superman.
He's great in the running game.
Yeah.
You know?
Josh Allen is a guy that I fear every time the Chiefs play him. I always try to yell at my TV every time it's on second down and say, do not let it get to third and three or less, because they will get a first down almost every single time.
Right.
Because of how good he is. But again, look at their division. You know who's in second place in that division? Miami Dolphins. 3-6.
3-6, and they won a game yesterday.
The Jets are dead in the water.
Yep.
New England, I like the story. We'll get into that here in a little bit with the new show bit that we're going to do. Their division is not good. They are 8-2. They've yet to have a bye. They have a 5-game lead in their division. It's not as impressive as the Chiefs' lead in their division, because the Chiefs schedule obviously more than one winning team.
Right.
Buffalo plays Arizona week one. I'd like to see that game today.
Absolutely.
That's not how the NFL works.
Did Buffalo lose that game in week one, or am I mistaken?
No, I believe they won that game this
year.
No,
I think they won.
Did they win that game in week one? Okay, I thought maybe they had lost a game early that we weren't expecting them to lose. And Arizona at the beginning of the year was probably
up a fight. But then Buffalo came back.
That's right. Yeah, Buffalo came back and won. Yeah, had to come back and win that game. Yeah.
And then our guy Kyle Brandt, I think he finally used an analogy to describe the Chiefs that I'm okay with.
All right,
I'll let you hear it.
It's my favorite Chiefs team of the Mahomes era. I love these guys. It's a fascinating, fascinating team. 16-point sloppy game. And Peter's right. The take was already there. They were bound to lose eventually. They had Broncos knocked
them off. It's good to lose a game.
Now you got it out of the way.
Got it out of the way.
Now you can get better. And cheers to the Broncos. They're like, nah, I think we'll just block the field goal.
Mm-hmm.
It's amusing to me because there's something generational about this where the Chiefs are good for old heads. Hear me out. Like, everything now is packaged in entertainment to be fast, flashy, quick. You have to have an explosion in the first 2 minutes, or a fight scene, or a love scene. We have to keep the young viewers' attention, or they're just going to look at their phone. The Chiefs don't do any of that crap. It's incredible. It's slow. It's not interesting. You don't get the Tyreek Hill bomb. You don't get the crazy Kelce highlight. You're not getting the no-look pass. It's kind of boring. It's kind of clunky. But in the end, it still works. Like, you can't make Jaws right now. You can't make Alien, right? It's too slow. I'm going to look at my phone and my tablet. The Chiefs are this crazy, slow-paced, like, art house movie. It's like Phantom Thread. You know what I mean? It's not Fast and the Furious. They've done those before.
The English Patient.
The English Patient, and Ralph Fiennes is just crafting the storyline. And I like that they're not saying, score, 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 score. We play something called defense. We make sneaky plays here to move the chains. We don't blow up the box score. We don't win your fantasy league. We don't show up in all the highlights. We just show up in the win column. It's like a movie that makes no money and no one gives a crap about, but somehow when the Oscars are there, there's Andy Reid with the best picture trophy again. I like it. It's for the old heads. It's not for you kids. They've done versions that are, and it's all candy and sugar and Pop Rocks and all that crap. This is slow. It's a slow burn Chiefs team, and I love it.
Yeah, I love it too. They've adjusted over the years,
right.
We're 8 years away from or removed from Tyreek Hill and all this kind of stuff, right? And we still go back talking about Tyreek Hill, who's blaming his arrest for his injury now. But that's neither here nor there. But I mean, that's what this team is. But that's why this team is so good and why this organization is so good, because they continue to adjust, they continue to change, they continue to do things differently, they adjust to their personnel, they adjust to the way that the game is being played in the NFL, and they're just better at it than everybody else. The Chiefs have now shown the NFL that they can win in so many different ways as an organization in the same era of where they were this high-flying offense. Now they're a defensive-led team, and I have no problem with that at all. I think it's great that they're allowing the defense to go out there, because they always say offense puts butts in the seats and defense wins championships, and this team is going to win its third consecutive championship based on the way that that its defense goes out there and plays. And yeah. that's why they're so good, because it's they gave up 14 points this past weekend, mm-hmm. right? I mean, like, you start to look at what the amount of points that they gave up, and I know everybody's celebrating the L.A. Chargers and what they're doing from a defensive standpoint, and they're giving up, like, 20 points per ball game. Mm-hmm. But look at what the Kansas City Chiefs are doing from a defensive standpoint. They're not letting anybody in the end zone. And if they do, it's once or twice a game, and that's it. This is a defensive-led team that's going to lead them right to the Super Bowl again.
Another second half allowing 0 points for your guy, Cease Spagnuolo, too.
Exactly,
as well.
Yep.
So, again, like, yeah, the first half, you're like, what is Bo Nix doing? And then the second half, it's like, oh, he's driving, and they don't score. It's the whole bend, don't break, right?
Right.
And, you know, that's kind of where the Chiefs are. And, again, offensively, ninth in passing yards. They are third down percentage at 52%. They're getting the first down. Kyle Brandon admits that. He's like, they just move the chains. They get it done.
Yep.
They keep time of possession. I think they dominate. What was it, like 15 minutes almost of time of possession in the favor of the Chiefs this past week? They dominate time of possession against Denver.
Right. You'd like a couple more of those drives that you're dominating to finish in some points.
No doubt. Rushing yards, they're 21st. Passing yards, they're 9th. Points scored, they're 11th. So they're flirting with the top 10. Rushing yards, they only allow 83. That's third best. Total yards, they only allow 300 a game. That's third best. And points, they're 5th with 17.9. But they've shut out teams in the second half 3 or more times this year, which is impressive to me.
That is really impressive, man. That's hard to do. Yeah. God.
I mean, it just shows that you are adjusting at half and figure out what they're doing, and they're not adjusting to you in the second half, which is kind of insanely scary for the Chiefs, which means, hey, you better get out to a massive lead because you ain't scoring in the second half. And we also told you, they're like the San Antonio Spurs, man. They're not exciting. They're not very entertaining, but they've got a couple of stars and Hall of Famers on their team, led by a Hall of Fame coach. And by God, at the end of the day, they win every single NBA game 86-79.
Yeah, you know, the Chiefs just released their trailer for the franchise that's coming out this week, obviously.
Yeah.
And it's Andy Reid walking off the field in this trailer, just going like with his hands up in the air, going, like even he's like bewildered based on what happened. And I was reading some stuff that Sean Payton had to say again yesterday. He goes, hey, man, credit them for exploiting a weakness that they found. I mean, like, by God, look at this. They've got a weakness on the offensive line for field goals and PATs, and they exploited it. You know, you got to give credit to the Chiefs for figuring that thing out.
Mac, fire me up some beats. I want to do a little thing here. We call this the Likens Library. So be quiet.
Okay.
This sounds like Green Lady Lounge. I need to get back to that place and get
you. Library coffee shop, got a fire in the back.
That's right.
A little fire, I like that. Absolutely, yeah. Is it a mechanical fire or is it a real fire?
No, this
fire?
Is real.
No,
this
it's,
is real.
It's gas, Daddy.
I'm handing you a hot peppermint tea.
Mm. Very nice. The peppermint tea is doing wonders.
I was going to say, keep that throat lubed with tea, as we sit in the library. And fellas, this week's library edition is fact or fiction.
Okay.
In the Likens Library this week, and I want to give you guys some fact or fiction, and it is involving NFL teams. You admit, if they're fact or fiction, I don't have an answer, but you two do. So our first fact or fiction book that we pull out of the library of the Likens Library today is Pittsburgh Steelers. Fact or fiction?
That is a definite fact, Dusty. I actually saw somebody, and I'm trying to figure out who it was, say that they expect, I think it was Kay Adams, actually, they expect the Chiefs to go out, or the Chiefs, the Steelers to go out there and win the Super Bowl.
I love everything she says.
Really? Even that?
If she called me a bag, I'd still be like, yeah, you're
that's
beautiful.
Different. I can understand that.
Yeah, I can get by that.
Not the Steelers winning the Super Bowl. No. They're legit, man.
They are
legit.
That's a fact. I agree. They came back from 10 points. Like, Steelers couldn't do that before. They can do that now.
So you're checking out that fact book.
I am.
All right. Fact or fiction, the Cincinnati Bengals.
In what context?
Are they a team? Are they a fiction team? Are they a fact team that can make it to the playoffs?
They're a fact team that sucks, but they're a fiction team that's good.
Okay.
They're fact. They're making the playoffs.
Houston Texans. Fact or fiction?
They're a fact team. They're going to make the playoffs. I don't think they're going to do well in the postseason this year, but they're going to make the playoffs because nobody else is winning that division.
Yeah, I think I agree. I'm going to go more fact.
Nico screwed me this week. I didn't have anybody else to play, and they were like, by the way, he's inactive.
Yeah, they were like, oh, yeah, he's activated.
I was like,
he's
not gonna crap.
All right. Yeah. No, I'm going to go fact. I'm going to go a little more fact than Bob on that. I think this team is improving. I think they're actually built for a decent playoff.
I mean, they blew a huge lead at home at halftime
with
to a
uniforms.
Team that threw five interceptions.
Yeah.
It's hard to overcome five interceptions and win a game that you're down 26-3 in or whatever it was.
You should never be able to wear those jerseys again. Quiet in the back over there. We are in the library. Los Angeles Chargers, fact or fiction? What?
Have you seen their defense?
They're a joke book.
Oh. They're a football for dummies?
Yeah. So they are a joke. They are a clown show. No, fiction.
You're not in on the Chargers?
I am not. Just not.
Really? Yeah. Why?
I don't know. I'm just not.
Have you seen Herbert's numbers the last 4 games?
I don't care.
The coaching staff?
Doesn't matter.
Everybody's bought in?
Yeah, don't care.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm out. Not a fan. Don't like them. Never will. Screw them.
Okay.
Great uniforms. That's about it.
Be quiet. You're in the library. No yelling. Rest that throat.
I can't yell.
I know, but it's getting louder. Fact or fiction?
With that, I'll go fact. Yeah.
Okay. How about those Denver Broncos you just saw last week? Fact or fiction?
They're more of a fact than the Chargers are.
You've got to be kidding me. Sir, be quiet.
But no, they're not going to. Well, they're probably going to go to the playoffs because there's nobody in the AFC worth a damn right now.
Okay.
Fiction. The team's still fake to me. I don't care.
Really?
Yes. Not willing to accept that I was right about Bo Nix, are you?
No.
Okay.
I still don't think you were. Second-string quarterback.
Okay. We move on to the other side of the library. Sir, please put a coaster down underneath your coffee. This is wood. You need to respect the wood. Shout out Larry David.
Gotta respect the wood.
We go to the NFC side of the library. Philadelphia Eagles, fact or fiction?
They're fact, man.
Oh.
They're fact. They are 7-2 again, and no coach in Eagles history has ever started 3 straight seasons at 7-2 or better like Nick Sirianni has done. They're absolute fact.
Their coach was kicked out of the library for excessive yelling.
Yeah. And he was almost kicked out of Philadelphia, but they're sitting at 7-2, and they're probably going to win that division.
I think they're the second best team in the conference. I think that's fact.
Okay. Speaking of the same conference, the Washington Commanders, fact
or fiction? A little bit of fiction, I think.
Oh.
A little bit of fiction.
Don't trust the rookie quarterback?
I do not, no.
Don't trust the coach with the backwards hat?
Well, he did blow a 28-3 lead in the Super Bowl, so it's hard to. I mean, he's got a lot of redeeming to do.
7-0 against teams under 500, 3-0 against teams over 500. I think if that's not fiction, and I don't know
what
it is.
Say that again.
They are 3-0 or 7-0 against teams under 500. They are 0-3.
0-3. You said 3-0. That's
my fault. Yeah. They're 10-0. No, they're 0-3 against teams.
Sorry.
Got a little excited.
So they beat the Sisters of the Poor
and
they get their ass kicked by good teams.
Yeah.
Or 28-27 one point, but still you lost.
Getting close to closing time in the library. Before we have to close, we have a few more fact or fiction books to look at. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, fact
fiction.
Or fiction.
Okay.
Yeah.
Soft schedule to finish.
Yeah.
Could sneak in.
They could.
Yeah, but I mean, they're already talking about firing the coach down there and replacing him with Tom Brady.
Oh
wow.
Oh, yeah, there was a fake rumor yesterday about that, which was glorious.
So he'd own the Raiders, but he'd coach
the Buccaneers. Yeah.
I love it.
Guys.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fact or fiction, the Atlanta Falcons.
I think they're a fact.
Nah, I'm gonna go fiction. They'll make the playoffs, but that team is
Else is gonna make the playoffs?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, that's true.
They gotta go on a run.
Yeah, they're gonna run. They've already lost twice to Atlanta, though. No, I'll go fact, but I don't think they're good. I don't think the Falcons are bad.
This is a double featured binded book here for fact or fiction.
Is this like a choose your own adventure?
It is.
I love it.
Who do you believe is more fact over fiction, the Arizona Cardinals or the San Francisco 49ers?
49ers based on experience and getting Christian McCaffrey back.
Yeah, I'd have to agree on that.
Wow, so no love and Kyler Murray.
I'm sorry. I love Kyler, but like Bob said, the experience, the veteran leadership they have, when they're going to come back fully healthy, I wouldn't want to see them.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, I respect your opinions. The library is closed. Now get your ass out of the seats and exit my building.
We are gone.
I can't believe you don't like Arizona. I feel like we got to get you. Like, who do they need to beat? Like, they just
I'll just never like them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their coach is doing pretty well this year, and he was the one that what he had.
Roger Steckline is his name, or something.
That's completely. Yeah,
that's it.
That's
if you gave me $1 million right now, I don't know that I could name the Arizona coach.
Yeah, thanks for reading the rundown.
I did, but I can't remember.
And I'm also, I really am.
Doofus von Dooferson.
I am surprised you don't think the Chargers are fact.
I just don't.
I'm surprised by that too.
I don't buy Harbaugh. I think
that team's bought in though.
Weird. No, they are. They are bought in, but I saw you the playoff not, game with
you
Herbert.
You may not like and, his style, and I'm not a huge fan of it. It's kind of corny and cheesy to me.
Right.
It's 2 day. But people seem to buy it. It worked at Stanford where they were terrible. It's worked in LA where they were just a mess.
Yeah.
And for some reason, go look at before he got there at Michigan. It wasn't
no,
great.
No, it wasn't
and
great. It's like, I know. You know. I know they buy in. Again. But you know, maybe part of me is just not wanting to buy into the Chargers and not wanting to buy. Like
I get I get it. Don't you want some competition?
But I'm also not Okay. I'm also not one of those people who like something because I'm told I'm supposed to like it.
Fair.
Either. You know, how could you not like cauliflower? Because it sucks.
Yeah. Oh, the ones at Third Street Social are good. By the way, you're getting ready to have a Third Street Social in Overland Park.
Oh, we are. Mm-hmm. Where at?
I got to look at it.
By the new ballpark there at 119th and
our buddy Tyler posted on Facebook. They're going to have another one in OP.
Oh,
so
nice.
They're expanding again.
Nice. Yeah. Andy great Locke doing great work, man.
Yeah, keep it going, Andy.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.